Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Maybach music.
We out your mind.
Your boy Curdy NT behind the scenes radio. The number is 516-595-8305. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk with me or my co-host Niecy.
Hey.
Tonight we're talking about the history of American takeover of Turtle Island. A lot of people don't even know what Turtle Island is. We're gonna break down the history of America, what was here before any Caucasian landing on this motherfucking earth. We're going to talk about the truth tonight. For all artists that want their music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY at gmail.com. That's behind the scene rate. That's behind the scene at gmail.com. Make sure that you only send MP3 formatted tracks only. That's all we accept. We don't take no YouTube links, no SoundCloud links, none of that extra shit. Also, make sure that you send a bio, two pictures, and all of your social media information. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and all that good shit. Why you looking like that for, Nizi?
You have music played, right? Why you want a bio if they just get music played?
Because when they send, if it's a hot song, then we contact them about, you know, getting an interview. Yeah, but anyway, why you looking like that for? That's your resting bitch face. We gonna rest that bitch on this new song. What about that? All right, so the next song that we gonna play is JT Music, Pleasure on Behind the Scenes Radio. Make sure you go check him out on Instagram, man. He got a real big following. We actually had him on the radio show. We got to get JT back on here. Anyway, once again, JT Music, Pleasure on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
Sit down and talk for a minute, so I can tell you how much I love you, how much I need you. And lady, ain't never felt a love like this before, and it's all because of you, all because of you.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Ruffle Baby.
This your boy, Curtis ENT.
Yo, and tune in to Behind the Scenes Radio.
The number is 516-595-8305.
Every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure that you tune in.
And artists, send your music to
BHINDTHESC.
CENAIRPLAY at gmail.com. We only take
MP3 formatted tracks only.
Yeah, this is Lady English, and I stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe. Behind the Scene with host Curtis and Nisi Lee. Yeah, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Standard Time. Yeah, guess what? For more information, you can call 516-595-8305.
See it there?
Yeah, and you can check me out
on Instagram
at ESH_BornBlessed.
From afar, you were talking sideways. If you want to start shit, just know that we gon' pop with. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful.
with my clique, we ain't never flinch. Yeah. Credit card worth the risk, LeBron with the chip. Yeah. All the sauce made a slip, when I walk, I drip. Yeah. We don't care that you rich, you corny little bitch. Yeah. I started all the vibes, started all the waves. Yeah. Could've made it in my country, took it to the States. Yeah. I'm feeling like I'm ace, giving all the fades. Yeah. Hit and run, they starving, taking pics on my plates. Moving it quick, trying to get rich and I'm dodging these things. Got head in the Uber, they call me your list. She pissed, but it is what it is, what it is. Girl, I'm stuck up in my ways, yeah. My ways, yeah. You can call me when you naked. You naked, excuse me. Respect the motherfucking set. Bottle service, cause you know we love to flex. Money double love when I fuck a check. Bitch, I got now. Fuck who got next. Seen you from afar, where? You was talking sideways. If you wanna start shit, just know that we gon' pop with. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Hey, thank God I don't ever gotta beg or borrow. I'm stuffing up the matches, can't stop for tomorrow. You know my whole squad really got me. Know the difference with who's down and who's around me. It is what it is. Tacking these chips, got my mama on grip. Doing this shit cause you know that it's lit. Got the baddest bitches all in my dick. Call me a whip. Call me a whip. Bitch, I'm different. Too consistent. All my exes talking crazy. They be tripping. Hit my phone right before the show. Ask for tickets. Bitch, you should know this shit sold out. Why you visit? Come and see me in the backseat. Windows up, that's the way she likes to fuck. Man, the ass up in the club. Hate it when I throw the one. But she know that I am the one. I'm up before the sun for my future son. Seen you from afar, you was talking sideways. If you wanna start shit, just know that we gon' pop with. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Did you call me cheating? Is it really a thing? You know one of your girls is speaking. Let's just be swear up and down on that. Mad I ain't answer my phone, but I had a reason. I was sleeping. Bugging over shit that ain't nothing. Girl, do something, something. Swear up and down at your girlfriend's mad. They want it.
I don't like none of your girlfriends. Yeah. I'm tired of the 9-to-5 shit. I just wanna make it out and make a profit. If I had $1 million, I would fix the project. Turn all of my people into bosses. We don't need that many liquor stores on the block. Then take your Mickey D's, making all of us. Think it's shooters. I'm tired of the drama in our beaches. It's running through my mind. Yeah, I gotta do something. Can't keep on living like this. No way. It's time to make a change.
Hi, this is Max Groove, smooth jazz recording artist, producer, and DJ. I like to stay tuned into the hottest internet radio station in the universe, Behind the Scenes, with hosts Curtis and Niecy Lee, every Sunday night and every other Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 516-595-8305. Again, I'm Max Groove, inviting you to join me on my radio show, Jazzin' to the Max, on Global Sensations Radio Network, GSRN, the place where your music lives.
Yeah, it's your boy Kurt NT Behind the Scenes Radio. The number's 516-595-8305. We got Niecy in the motherfucking house tonight.
Yup.
All right, so so let's talk about the history of American takeover of Turtle Island. Let's start with what was United States of America before it turned into the United States of America, and who were the first people to be here then?
Was Native American.
That we know of.
Yeah, y'all show went silent, bro. I can't hear nothing.
All right, can you hear me, Jay Dirty? All right, we back now. We was having fucking, that's one thing about doing a live show is you have difficulty. And I honestly believe that Blog Talk really don't want us to have this show because it just cut us off. It's out of nowhere. And every time that I have serious shows, I've been doing radio now for motherfucking 8 years. And every time I have a serious show like this, for some stupid ass fucking reason, it cuts me off. Hit Jay Dirty back up and let him know that we back on. Alright, so I kind of want to go live on Facebook now. I want to go live, but it's not going to let me go live on Facebook. Just hold on just for a second, y'all. I want to see if it'll let me go.
Why y'all hold on? Why can't you hold that? You can hit the button and talk at the same time, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, I can, but... all right, so... Yeah, let me put it over here. All right, so... Tonight's show, the history of America to take over Turtle Island, right? So, mm-hmm. do not understand that America, was not America. America as his own, because we know that it wasn't always called America, right? So when you start looking it up, you come to find out that United States of America, in quotation marks, was actually called Turtle Island before it was called United States of America, or South America, right? No, North America. It would be considered North America.
Yes.
All right. Now, who was here before they got here? Well, we call them Native Americans or Indians, but an Indian is from India, right? So who was here before they got here? Now, if you listen to Malcolm X, Malcolm X told you that we were here. Martin Luther King Jr. said that the black man is enslaved in his own land. He was talking about us. Malcolm X said that we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. They were trying to tell us that we were from here, but everyone wants to believe that we're from Africa. What you have to understand is when you read history books, some of us were sent over to, well, some of us were enslaved in Africa. We were here first. Then they shipped us to Africa, enslaved us over there, and then shipped us back to America. Now, these are things that really, truly did happen. A lot of people don't want to. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to interrupt, but let's not get messed up.
Not all of us are.
Because there are some legitimate people who came straight from Africa, enslaved, and whatever, taken there and brought back.
Yeah.
They were indentured servers there to begin with the chief or whatever. So, and they swapped weapons for some people. They ain't have guns and stuff like that over in Africa. Twisted. He said we all came from Africa because we were here. No, it's some of us were.
Some of us were.
That don't have any kind of anything else other than African or whatever. So, some pure African. I know a couple pure African. Maybe they like this generation African, but they're pure African.
Well, check this out. I know a white man that's from Africa, and he moved to America, and he's more African American than most.
Okay, I'm not African.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. At my job, I work with Africans.
Right.
I work with Jamaicans.
And they don't look like us.
I work with Arabs.
Do they look like us?
What do you mean?
Like, do they have the same features as us?
The Jamaicans, yeah.
The Africans from over in Africa have some of the same features.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that crazy that if they're from Africa, born and raised in Africa, that they have features of Americans?
Well, here's the thing. when you think of American, you got the Dutch, the English, the Swiss. They all came here to begin with. So, well, and again, what did you say? Your wife's friend.
My wife. I have a white friend
that's from Africa, born and raised in Africa.
When
you think about it, you got people who were Swiss coming here. You got people who were English.
Swiss American.
You have people who were English, Dutch coming here to America.
The Chinese and don't call themselves Chinese
American.
Wait
a second. Let me finish.
Uh-huh.
Let me finish. So if you had them coming here, what makes you think, since they're white African Americans, they also went to Africa? So it is quite possible.
No.
Because you were saying, how do they have features like us?
Yes.
Because the same way we have features that resemble, quote unquote, the white man, is because they intertwine. So when they went there, they intertwined, and when they were here, they intertwined. You get it? That's how we have similar features. Granted, a lot of the features are, you can look at an African and say, you know, 9 out of 10 times, what you got? You know, African, because there is a look of African. Now, I'm not just talking about how they dress.
Right.
I'm talking about, you know, without even them open their mouth. They may even need their demeanor sometimes.
Right.
So, like I said, I work with Jamaicans, I work with Africans, and I work with Arabs.
Right.
And I work with Mexicans.
Now, I have to say,
Ecuadorians.
I have to say this, because no one is actually, like, really, I don't know why we don't pay attention to this when they tell us this in school, that they took everything from us, our true heritage.
But they don't take it that instead.
Just listen, just see what I'm trying to bring you. They took everything from us and then told us that we're from Africa. If they took everything from us, why would
they give us where we're from?
Right. Why would they tell us where we're from unless...
Well, they thought that we were gullible enough to believe them.
No.
So when they said go back, we would go back.
No. Unless, like I just said, unless we're not truly from Africa. Most of us are not from Africa.
Okay.
There's more. Listen.
There are a lot of Africans.
White
people. There are a lot of quotable African Americans. I'm not from Africa. I was born here.
Right.
So when somebody looks at me and says, you're African, and again, I literally have this debate with the Jamaican, you're African. Bitch, no, I've never been to Africa.
Right.
I done told y'all multiple times. When my kids were being, I mean, where did you come up? Must are a combination of everything. You're everything, and I literally used to say, you're everything except Chinese. Till I found out, yeah, we are. We do have Chinese ancestors.
Right. Now, you know what's so crazy is when you watch, like, I was watching how America was created and how all the states got their shape. It's real crazy when you watch these type of shows and you start learning. What's up, Don, on my Facebook Live. What's up, Bernadette Johnson? What's good with y'all? I want y'all to tap in on what we're talking about tonight. Okay, so if you pay attention to how all the states and you learn how they all got their shapes and their sizes, you come to find out that at one point in time, the United States wasn't even the full United States. It was only half, and it stopped at Kansas. I was watching this the other night. It was a documentary, and it stopped at Kansas. So what they did was they pushed the Indians
because you're calling them Indians.
I was trying to change what I was saying. They pushed out the aboriginal, the black people, what they say is Indians. We're those Indians. But it's
Native Americans,
aboriginals, whatever the fuck you want to call them, the original people that were here.
The tribes
that were here. I'm Cherokee and Blackfoot Indian or aboriginal. I have a lot of friends that say they black And when I look at them, or they say they African American, and when I look at them, I be like, you don't even look African.
Well, you realize the term African American came from Jesse Jackson when he was running for president.
Right.
Before that, we were called black.
No. Before that, we were called, no, before African American, okay, we were called black.
We were
and then,
called black.
And
before
then
that,
we were
Negro.
Called Negro. And before that, we were called. And before that, we were called. And before that, we were called.
I don't know what we called before that.
No, see, you don't even know what we were called.
I don't know.
Babe, you were naming fucked up shit that they didn't even call us. They didn't call us that.
I didn't say they called us. I'm just saying that's what we were.
Listen, I'm talking about before slavery, because we were here before slavery.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know what it was called.
We were called copper-colored individuals. They call us aboriginals or Moors. And Moor, I just found this out today, because most of us don't even know what our surnames mean.
I did.
A lot of us don't know what our surnames mean. So my last name was Lee. I don't know what Lee is.
I don't know what Carol.
We don't know. Yeah, you don't know what a Carol. Maybe a Caroler. Maybe you were a Caroler. That's where
well,
Carol.
That's good because I can't think of
okay,
it.
Okay, so then there were Fishers, which were fishermen. Okay. They had, what's another name?
You had Baker.
The Baker. If you know somebody with the last name Baker, that's what they did. They were Bakers. Whatever your last name was, that's what you did.
That's what your trade was.
That's what
your
trade
was.
That's what your family was.
That's what your family trained you to do and
right.
What you proceeded to do. Like a horsemith was like their last name was Smith or whatever. You had
horseman or Smith.
Because you were like
Whatever you did. So when they came up, but anyway, right? So
farmers or farmers.
Let's understand something first of all. Let's get something straight.
That's what I know. I remember they taught that part.
Hello, how y'all doing? What's up? Y'all saying hello and oh, what's up? Y'all gonna get into the conversation?
Oh, she said oh, but she didn't realize.
Oh, she didn't
that.
Know. Oh, yeah. So that's where Johnson comes from. Whatever Johnson was back then, I don't know what Johnson is. I don't know if Johnson.
I don't know what Johnson is.
What? I don't know what
I
that
know,
was.
I can only think.
But that's what people's know. Last names. Whatever your last name is,
that's what your
family did.
Your heritage was. So
yeah.
Your trade heritage.
Yeah, so if you was a Jefferson, I don't know what Jefferson is. I think that it was just slave owners. White. I think that's what Jefferson was. Some of them were just slave owners. But like Lynch, if your last name was Lynch, that's what they were lynchers. They went out and found niggas and lynched them. That's what they. I'm just telling you.
Or lawmen, they were literally.
Or lawmen, they were lawmen.
And the funny part is, the commissioner of Philadelphia now, her last name
is Outlaw.
Yes, Outlaw.
Which means that her family
were
outlaws.
An outlaw or something.
And her family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in her
lineage.
In her lineage. My 12-year-old daughter is watching. Okay. Hello, how y'all doing? This is not a show for 12-year-old kids.
No, well, no, okay.
For some.
It's history.
Yeah, yeah,
so it is history.
But
I'm telling you 12-year-old daughters.
But I would say that sometimes, Mom, you know, we get kind of ratchet on here. We do curse, so if you don't want your child on here. This is not the show for your
but
child.
But if you want to know history and you want your child to know
this is,
what
this
is not actually taught in
school.
Then here you go.
Yeah. And also, you should also teach your 12-year-old child also to not just learn education in school, but
you should, as a parent,
right.
Should teach your children. Learning doesn't just start and stop in school.
Right.
It needs to begin before they go to school and continue
right.
Even when they get home. And I'm not talking about homework that they get from the teachers.
Right.
Me growing up, my dad had all kinds of different ethnic things around because my family is multi-ethnic, literally. So there were differences. We had a lot of African things around. We had a lot of German things around. I'm going to hurt you. We had a lot of German things around.
She don't like being on camera.
Had a lot of Hispanic things around. We had a lot of Irish things around. So there was a lot culture-wise, and because my skin is brown and I'm considered a black person in America, they felt, my parents, I should learn what black people contribute to America. So I knew shit way before, you know, they started saying Black History Month.
Right.
I learned shit.
Which we shouldn't even have a Black History Month. Every day is Black History. Period. Every day is Black History, because without black people, there would not be a United States of America. Period. Most of the...
No, she said she didn't leave the room.
Oh, she doesn't have to leave the room. She can, I mean, this is a radio station and anybody can listen to it. But I'm about to let y'all, Jay Dirty, are you there? Is that Jay Dirty?
Mm-hmm.
That is Jay Dirty. What's
yeah,
up, Jay
I'm
Dirty?
Here, man. What's happening?
Okay, all right. I just wanted everyone to know that you were on here. All right, so, what's up, Ricky? All right, so, I'm going to let y'all, I hope this plays. Let's see if this plays real quick. Hold on.
Hey, y'all. Hope y'all can hear me. Driving today.
Oh. All right. So it is going to play for me. So I'm going to play this real quick. And I want y'all to really listen to what this young lady's saying. All right. Here we go.
Hey, y'all. Hope y'all can hear me. Driving today. On my way to meet my cousin, Sheena. I haven't seen her in years. Actually, a couple years. It's bad. But we're about to link up. I actually missed her event. I was trying to get there, but I missed it. So I'm going to at least go to, you know, say hi. She is...
By all the talk going on in the black community about you're African, no, you're Asian... No, you're the real Indians. No, you're this now. Fuck it, we came from everywhere. People like, I don't know what to think anymore. Turtle Gang, just tell the people, clear some confusion for them, because I know you're real adamant about that.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to say, Welagun to Walken. Peace, Manishi to all my indigenous relatives on Turtle Island. Basically, when you deal with indigenous culture, everybody on this planet is a descendant of a tribe. Whether you know it or not, you descend from a tribe. Now, all these tribes have their histories. A lot of us have been written out of history, and it's called paper genocide. Laws were passed starting in 1700s, 1800s, but the final law that was passed was called the Racial Integrity Act, which was passed in 1924. This act changed people of... It took your nationality away from you and reduced you to a racial category. So that would be Negro, colored, things of that nature. So a lot of us, when you look back on your the census reports, you're going to find that a lot of your ancestors were documented as being colored. Now, when you understand that the original term for colored represented anyone who was indigenous and what they would say, oh, they would say Native American and black. Right, but the point is, black is not a nationality. So when they deal with these, when they say black, they hide in a nationality. Now, a lot of people don't understand, or they don't realize that the actual slave trade started in the Americas and took people to Europe. Right. So a lot of what we call slaves or people who came here during the first arrival of slaves to the Americas, a lot of these people were indigenous people who were initially taken from here and brought back. Right. My family happened to be one of those. We have our history, we have our records, we have everything. European, in order to establish, like the first colony established in New Jersey is called Middletown. Middletown sits on the Navasink River. The Navasink is the name of my tribe, Nuwasik. It means those closest to the river, right? So a lot of the history that we have, you can really easily deal with who you truly were when you start... decoding the history of the towns and the cities and the boroughs you grew up in, your family was raised in. My family in particular, we from New Jersey. we're documented as one of the oldest three families that was on record as being here when the Europeans established their first colony, which was Middletown, which is on the northern bank of the Navasink River. The southern bank of the Navasink River is a town called Red Bank. That's where I'm from, right? A lot of these places that we know of as cities, right? I'll give you an example, New Orleans. New Orleans is a French military outpost, right? Where I'm from, Red Bank, Manhattan, places like this, were indigenous cities. And when the Europeans came here, they just overlaid everything that we were already doing. Fulton Street was already here. We was already doing trade on these places. Europeans came here and they just overlaid the roads. I can show them proof of this because my great-great-grandfather was one of the individuals responsible for paving all the indigenous pathways. These indigenous paths are what you call 13, I-95, the Garden State Parkway, so on and so forth, right? That was here already. There's five, a lot of y'all are familiar with the Silk Road in Europe. There were five Silk Roads here on this side, coming from the north, the northwest, the south, the southwest, and west completely, right? These five roads, these five trading routes, all coalesced, or they all met up at a place called the Navasink River. From the Navasink River, you would float your goods up to what we call Manhattan. Manhattan was a place of trade. That's why it was deemed the World Trade. That's why the World Trade Center was built here, because Manhattan has always been a place where the nations came to trade. Nations as far as Europe, South America, North America, Canada. I'll give you an example, right? They tell you about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad. The Underground Railroad was native routes, native trade routes, a part of these five Silk Roads that was on this side, all right? The Underground Railroad, the final destination was a place called Nova Scotia, right? When you understand where Nova Scotia is, you understand that Nova Scotia means New Scotland, right? When you deal with Scotland, right, an example for a lot of y'all, because you like to watch movies, The Last King of Scotland dealt with the Uganda. The Ugandans, right, who established what we call Kemet, a lot of them were run out of that area, and they went up into places like Greece. They went up into places like Rome, and they were known as the Etruscans. They were known as the Iberians, right, because they were being persecuted for their religious beliefs. These people were all Coptics, right? And you know about Kemetic studies, know who the Coptics are, know what it's dealing with in terms of Kemet, right? So these same people who were run out of Kemet, about a year and a half ago, 21 Coptic Christians were beheaded on the Nile, because the same war is still going on now. So these same Coptics were run out of places like Kemet. They established Greece. They established Rome. They established Iberia. These are also the Jews that were in Iberia that were run out, that they like to tell you were white people, and they were not white people. These tribes were known as the Marini and the Mandubi. You can look these tribes up. These tribes fled all the way up into France and places like that, all the way over to the England, right? And eventually they came through Greenland, and they established their first homeland in the Americas in a place called Nova Scotia. Now, Nova Scotia means new dark lands. Kemet is what? The dark lands, right? No, Scotland is the dark land. Scot is come from the word scorch. Scorch, as in blackened, right? So now when you're dealing with the term Scot, Scot means dark. So when we talk about Anne Scott, who was the mother of King James, Scot is not a name, it's a title. See, a lot of the things we don't understand is that what we think of as surnames are just descriptive titles, meaning Europeans, when they named things or they designated things, it was either descriptive, locational, right, or functional. So you have names like Miller, right, because those families worked at mills. You have names like Taylor, because those families made clothing. You have people who are known as fishers, because when they encountered these people, they encountered them on the waters, and they were fishing. So they called the people fishers. You have families named Rivers. Why? Because when they encountered these families, when they came here, they named them according to their location place, right? So you have family names like Hill, right? Family names like my family, which is Rock, right? When you start to deal with the real understanding of languages, you understand that a lot of the people who, what we assume are surnames, are really descriptive terms given to the people, right? So I could go deeper in it and start breaking it down from the language of my people, which, you know, we call our language Lenape, because the language is synonymous with the people, right? But when they steal your language and they steal your identity, what happens is you start to revert and you start to use different names, identities for yourself. One of the first names that we reverted to, right, and I'm speaking for those of us in Lenape Hoking, which is all of New Jersey, the five boroughs, eastern Pennsylvania, and northern Delaware, all right? So all the people within that territory who lost their tribal identity started to refer to themselves as Moors.
Yeah.
Because Moor is a general title that references seafaring indigenous nations, right? It doesn't mean Morocco. Somebody from Morocco is not a Moor, he's a Moroccan. Somebody from Mauritania is not a Moor, he's a Mauritanian. If that concept was valid, then if Moor is short for Morocco, then the concept of a Moor would be what we call ourselves, because we come from America, right? So for somebody to start talking like Moor is not a nationality, right? Moor come out of a function, it come out of an action. Mooring is steering. In order to moor a ship, you're guiding a ship, right? Who was the person when Columbus sailed here, who guided his ship? Pedro the Moor. Moor is a function, just like Taylor is a function, just like Smith is a function. But the Europeans, when they encountered the original Moors, right, they were all melanated people. So through association, Moor became dark. But it's not what it means. Connotatively, it means navigator. That's what it means. But you're going to deal with people who are going to tell you Moor means this and Moor means that, and I'm telling you, they are not educated on the concept. Now, I will break it down for you. There's a tribe called the Nanticoke Lenape Moors in southern Jersey, right? For a long period of time, after they passed laws which denied us the right to carry out our culture, and our culture was simply farming. Farming and hunting.
Yeah.
All this other stuff y'all want to talk about, it's just the show. It's regalia, right? Our culture was hunting and farming. When they outlawed that because they wanted to control our food sources, when they outlawed marijuana and hemp because it provided over 1,000 remedies in terms of foods, medicines, things of that nature. When they outlawed all that, we were forced to start dealing with them on their terms, right? Now, when they removed a lot of us to Oklahoma, the Indians that were removed then were the amalgamated Indians who were a product mainly of the Irish migration and us mixing with the Irish. So a lot of these people, that's why the Indians look the way they look. That's why they look amalgamated. They got the long stringy hair. Because a lot of the ancient European tribes were doing trade with us. Because the term Moor is not complexion. It eventually meant that, but it meant seafaring nations. So seafaring nations would be any nation who is not landlocked and is on waters, right? So certain nations wouldn't be considered Moors because they landlocked. They're not, their whole culture is not predicated on seafaring, right? So you would include people like Vikings and people like that as Moors, right? This is why they tell you free white people in the definition, they include all different types of people. Because they're dealing with nations who navigated, who were part of ancient treaties, and I can name the six ancient treaties, but we could, you know what I mean, we'll do that another time. But there were six ancient treaties that united all the tribal families on the planet. All these planets did trade in places like the Isle of Man, which is a small island off of Europe, you know what I mean, off of England, pardon me. So we're dealing with ancient indigenous cultures that migrated via navigation of boats and ships. Now, we didn't need giant boats because if you're familiar with the Filipino islands, you know you can island hop in canoes. You can get from Africa to the furthest island in the Filipinos because they're so close, you can island hop. Well, you can island hop from Europe to the Americas via Greenland and the islands that are in between that the map don't show you. All right? So when they talk about the Bering Strait, those were the Asiatics that came over here at another time. The actual migration that our people took to come here from places like the Middle East, Kemet, Africa, East Africa, came through what we call Europe, Greenland, England, things of that nature. Now, anybody who wants to question this information, all you have to do is look up a group called the Mi'kmaq, The Mi'kmaq are located in Canada on down to what we call Maine, right? The Mi'kmaq have a hieroglyphic script. And within that hieroglyphic script, they also have the Lord's Prayer. So we're dealing with Christians, right? The early Christians, who are not the Christians that we sit up here and fight with. The early Christians were people from the land that we call Kemet. They're called the Coptics. Greek is not a language. Greeks speak Coptic, right? So when we say they spoke Greek, people don't know what they're talking about, and they're misleading you. There's no such thing as Greek. These people were Coptics, right? These people were Africans who migrated into a different area. It's packed right now. You can't set up something with all these people here. You got to find a little bit of space for yourself so you can have your own space so you can thrive as a nation. So that's what all, that's what nations was doing. So we have ancient nations that have ancient treaties, right? Those treaties were interrupted in what you call the Inquisition. The Inquisition started in a place called Denmark, right? Amongst white tribes. Why? Because those white tribes had treaties with the other tribes all over the planet. And these people are the people that you would eventually become known as Moors, because Moor means navigator. It don't got nothing to do with complexion. The reason why terms like tawny Moor were introduced is because the European associated all Moors with being dark, because the original people that he met navigating were dark. So the same way we associate hockey players with being white, is the same way they associated Moors with being black, right? But as we taught the amalgamated Moors and people like that how to navigate, now you have something called tawny Moor to differentiate, because that means light-skinned navigator. See what I'm saying? Because they had to differentiate, because now this knowledge was being taught to different nations, right? So you got a lot of people talking about, we're not Moors, we're not this. Moor is not a nationality. It's a general title for indigenous people who are come from navigating nations. All right? Now,
it's a general title just like black.
Just like black. Because
okay.
When you say black, you don't know what nation you're talking about. Right? Somebody asked me my nationality, I'm Lenni Lenape. That means the real people. We got a language, we got a river, we got everything. I take you to my burial grounds, everywhere. You're standing in my territory right now. Right? If we went to Africa right now, everybody would bow down and kiss the ground and respect every deity in Kemet, in Africa, wherever you may be. But our people run around here and don't respect any of the indigenous histories, deities, or nothing, and they wonder why we're in such a bad position, right? You're disrespecting your mothers, you're disrespecting your fathers, your uncles, your... Put it this way, when we start dealing with genetics, right, you got four grandparents. When you double that, you got eight. So every generation you go back doubles, right? So when somebody tells you their great-grandmother was from Nigeria, what about the other 31 of your grandparents that produced you? Because every time you go back, you got to double your grandparents. So what I'm saying is, we are a product of international trade. We are a product of many nations coming together dealing with trade. When you deal with trade, you also trade genetics. That's a very heavy part of trade, because you have to renew your genetics. If you keep in the mixing amongst yourself, we know what that produces. Right? So you trade genetics with different people around the planet as well as goods. So this is why we appear the way we appear here in the Americas, because the Americas was the first melting pot. The first cooking pot was a turtle shell. Turn it upside down. This is Turtle Island. Gumbo, Louisiana. You understand? That's the culture of America, and that's the culture that drives the world. It's the combination of all cultures. Even in Kemet, Kemet would not have been a great civilization if it was just one group of people, because no new ideas can be brought in. Nothing can happen. It'll just be a stagnant culture. You got many, and if people want to deny that, we can just talk about multiple symbols for the same deity, which shows that you're dealing with different people from different areas, but dealing with the same concept. And the same thing can be said over here.